perspective from Cincy on this season. This injury doesn't impact Sunday's game because Brown was already not expected to play. But Ben Baby, ESPN national reporter, covers the Bengals, kind enough to give us some time. Ben, appreciate you working with us. Obviously, suddenly some breaking news here in Kansas City. But when you look at the Chiefs from your point of view and how these two teams match up, I don't know if you agree with us. We feel in Kansas City, at least, that this seems a little more uneven than some of the prior matchups.
Yeah, you know, I would tend to agree on paper, but I think the thing to keep in mind is I think that Lou Anarumo has done a good job over the years of knowing how to attack Patrick Mahomes, and there's so much familiarity between these teams, and Ja'Marr Chase said it best. You know, he had a ton of praise for Spags yesterday, while he did also say that they feel like they're the team to beat in the AFC still,
which is a
bold claim. He did have a ton of praise for Spags, and he said they scheme us as well as anybody. And I think he said maybe better than anybody in knowing how to stop them. And I think Lou Anarumo feels like they have a good idea on how to wrangle Mahomes as best one can. So even though I do think Kansas City is the infinitely better team at this point, and probably could be at the end of the year, I think it probably will be a closer game than we realize, just because both defensive coordinators know exactly what the other team is bringing offensively.
I feel like we always make it, Ben, like a few days into the week of Chiefs Cincinnati before eventually a Cincinnati player starts talking. What is it about the resistive urge? Like, right, eventually at some point, Ja'Marr Chase is like, well, I got to say something about hating them eventually. Otherwise, this thing's not really on. Is it self-motivation? Is it just the heat between these two teams? Why do you think it is eventually that Cincinnati starts talking?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think Justin Reed started it a couple years ago, to be fair.
He did.
So, and then that ended up trickling over, and Hayden Hurst took exception. But I think what Reed said was pretty tame. I mean, listen, these guys jaw a ton on the field, and Ja'Marr Chase said it best yesterday. He's like, I'm just going to wait until if I'm going to talk trash, I'm going to do it on the field. I'm not going to do it in the middle of the week and get them riled up because the media will blow it up. I'll just wait until I can trash talk them to their face and then go from there. He says, I'm 4 years in now. I kind of understand it. I think, you know, he said it best, and Andre Josebosch even said it at the beginning of the week. He goes, I think there's an understanding that, you know, we don't like those guys. They don't like us. And, you know, the mentality here is that they can, you know, that I think the coaching staff doesn't mind the confidence that they have. And quite frankly, you kind of need to have if you want to win at the highest level. And I think as long as they go out and play the way they need to, they don't say anything incredibly inflammatory. I don't think they mind that. And that's kind of the sense we've gotten over the years. And, you know, I think it honestly makes it a really fun game. I think it's fun in sports when people don't like each other. They make it very clear they don't like each other. And these two teams obviously have a healthy disdain. But I think at the same time, there is a ton of respect. And, you know, as my colleague Jay Morrison yesterday pointed out from Pro Football Network, I think this is the most respectful I've seen Ja'Marr, all things considered, going into the week. You know, Legarius isn't out there anymore. And so maybe he'll save that for when they play Tennessee this year. But, yeah, definitely no love lost between these squads.
When you look at, like, you'd mentioned the coaching stuff. At what point in Cincinnati are people starting to freak out over the idea that if Cincinnati does lose this game on Sunday, Zach Taylor will be 1-11 in the first 2 weeks of the season, kind of putting him behind the eight ball every single year?
Yeah, you know, it's like I almost feel like I'm in have deja vu every year. I imagine if they lose on Sunday, there's going to be a lot of questions about whether Zach Taylor should be the play caller, which is every year you can set my watch to it on week two, they lose. Because I don't think he's won a week two game his entire tenure in Cincinnati. You know, you talk about them being 1-10 currently in the first 2 weeks. That was a week one win in 2021 against Minnesota. So they've lost every week two he's been here. So he's trying to reverse that trend. I think that, you know, it's pretty predictable at this point. And, you know, quite frankly, a lot of the players, they were kind of confused as to why they have started slow again. And, you know, maybe it's just Joe Burrow not being healthy fully, which is still a very real thing. But, you know, they've shown the ability to go back and fight back from these slow deficits inside the locker room. Like y'all heard the players say, they still feel pretty optimistic about where they can go, and they feel like they're in a good spot. They feel like the Patriots loss was an anomaly, but, you know, having Kansas City week two, this is going to be a massive measuring stick game, whether they want to admit that or not.
We're talking to Ben Baby of ESPN. He covers Cincinnati. And Joe Burrow, I think too much was made about the whole water bottle video and everything, but but is he healthy? Like, honestly, like the wrist injury, do you guys in Cincinnati and in covering the team, is it the thought process that he is 100%?
No, I don't think so. And you know, he stopped. I mean, he was asked point blank last week going into the Patriots game. And he indicated that, you know, he feels healthy, but he'll feel healthier as the season goes on. which was an indication that he's not really at 100%. And I kind of clarified that with him this week as well on the side. I said, listen, I'm interpreting that as you're not at 100% and you're hopefully getting better. And the one thing I did ask him about, I said, hey, are you having any issues with grip strength? And he said, yeah, you know, I feel like the grip strength is good at this moment. And I think he's just trying to feel it out, feel more comfortable. But, I have questions. I have, you know, given what we've seen, his inability to push the ball downfield, is that just a byproduct of him, like you said, having happy feet and just getting rushed in his process? Or is there something else that maybe is coming with the wrist issue? It may not be health. It may just be another aspect that we're not accounting for that he isn't divulging. Because to be quite honest, and, you know, I've said this on SportsCenter as well, you know, towards the end of training camp, we did not see him throw very many deep balls. In the joint practice with the Indianapolis Colts, the first team offense did not look that great. And so what we saw against the Patriots, you know, for people who were watching camp rationally, it was a continuation of what we saw. And so that is really my big question, is can they be better in that this week? And even if they lose, I think win or loss at this point, that's kind of a where they're at. I am more concerned where how well Joe can push the ball downfield. And I think if he's able to do that, even in a defeat, that'll bode well for Cincinnati. If they go out and they lose and they still can't push the ball, then I think you're going to have a lot of questions about this team moving forward this season.
We're always looking at it from our perspective, so help me out. If Cincinnati is to win this game on Sunday, where is the area of the field you actually think they can take advantage of the Chiefs?
Oh, that's a good man. I really like that Kansas City defense. I think you can pick your spot. I mean, maybe you go try to see what you can get on the outside corner, see if you can get Andre Yosavash in a good matchup. What they're going to do with McDuffie, I think, is going to be interesting. Are they going to have him stay in the slot? Are they going to have him follow Jamar? I think not having Legarius Sneed there is going to be really fascinating to see how that secondary continues. And you know, Zach Taylor had a ton of praise, and he said basically, you know, gave Brett Beach a big shout out, and that they went out and they draft a similar type of players to be in that secondary, and their back seven is so coordinated, and that's what makes it such a challenge. So, you know, maybe they can try to run the ball and soften things up for those deep balls. But when you look at it, you know, Kansas City has, in the game that they won when Joe was healthy, they were able to sack him a ton and limit his downfield attempts. And for me, I think that's the key to the game. If you can kind of neutralize that pass rush, allow things to develop downfield, that has historically been why the Bengals have beaten Kansas City when Joe's been healthy. And when they haven't, it's because he hasn't been able to do that. And Chris Jones and that front have been really disruptive.
By all accounts, their offensive line played pretty well on Sunday. Look, I didn't watch every second of the game. Is there still a problem with Joe walking himself into some of his own sacks?
Yeah, I would say it's a way to put it. Yeah, I think that I think that those sacks, you know, I don't know how much I put on the offensive line. We actually had them graded 13th in pass block win rate in week one, which is quite frankly some of their better weeks that I've seen on paper in recent years. I thought the line played pretty well. Trent Brown had his moments up and down, but I think he gave them solid play at right tackle. I thought the pass protection was good enough for them to do what they needed to do. And I think Joe kind of admitted that, and you've heard admissions of that throughout the week. So, you know, talked to Cordell Wilson extensively, and they know they've got to make sure that they keep hands on Chris Jones at all times and make sure he doesn't disrupt the game. I think, you know, when you look back at the AFC Championship game that Kansas City won, Chris Jones was just so disruptive, and Carlos Dunlap as well, familiar face here, was big in that game as well. And so I think they know they've got to get the pass rush neutralized and give Joe a shot at getting settled and being able to attack downfield like they have when they've been successful.
Ben Baby, ESPN reporter, covers Cincinnati. As he said, you see him on SportsCenter all the time, and I'm sure we'll see you on SportsCenter this week in Kansas City. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you all.